Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here's your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, welcome everybody. I'm real excited. This has been fun. I've had the opportunity of taking some time and just really thinking so much about where you are in your business. What's it going to take to get to the next level? What can we do to help make sure that you're not only getting there, but if you're already there and you want to go to a higher level, what is that level? And I was thinking so much about the importance of your thoughts and what's going on. I remember years ago when I went to the very first Tony Robbins event I ever went to, and that's where I remember some of the things he said from stage and also in his books and other things, and that is, where your focus goes, energy flows. And I have thought so much about that. And I try to be as positive as I can, no matter what I'm going through, but realizing that what matters most is your focus. And where your focus goes, energy flows. And it's been fun as I've seen so many other quotes and people writing books and things about these types of things. Marcus Aurelius, who was a great, Stoic Roman emperor, said, "A man's life is what his thoughts make of it." And I thought, man, that is so true. Because what happens is if you get in a situation to where all your energy and things is focused on the negative, those thoughts actually become manifest and they actually happen. It's kind of like when you look at a jar. Is it half full or is it half empty? If you focus on it being half empty, it's probably going to get more empty. If it's half full, somehow it becomes more full. I remember Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "Man is what he thinks about all day long." And I thought about that so many different times. When you're going through the trials in your business, a family had reached out to ours recently when her husband basically is struggling. He's trying to get this entrepreneur thing going and it's just not going as fast. And she's like, "What do I do and how do I do that?" And I realized that there's so many things involved. And I'm not going to go down that path right now with you, but to realize that you've got to understand the importance of your thoughts, where you're going. The author Arnold Nightingale is known for saying, we become what we think about. So if you spend a whole bunch of time thinking about all the negative things, you become much more negative. If you start focusing on the more positive things, you just find things happening. I remember James Allen, he's an English philosopher, said, "As a man thinks, so is he. As he continues to think, so he remains." And I think that it's such a true reality. I think the most important thing is you're taking a look at your business. You're taking a look at the challenges in your life. And you can either focus on all the negative things or you can spend time focusing on more of the positive things. I know a lot of people ask, "Well, Dave, where are you at? What's going on? How are you having energy to deal with work or things?" And for me, I've got an amazing wife who's extremely supportive. And part of that is because she understands that where my focus is and what I spend time on, that's where the energy comes. So if you spend a whole bunch of time on things that are positive, you get more positive things. If you focus on all the negative stuff, then all of a sudden you see much more negative on a more regular basis. My wife is an amazing runner. And for those of you guys who are marathon runners and stuff, she's a sub-3-hour marathon runner. She's just been crushing it. And one of the guys she follows and knows is a guy by the name of Tommy Rives, who was involved in a terrible accident. This is a guy who was running the New York Marathon and was, again, a top elite runner, but got involved in an accident. And cancer basically ended up being involved in his life, to where the cancer he had, he was really 99% of the people who had that cancer pass away. And his whole focus is just on that 1%. And fortunately right now, that's where he's at. But some of the things he's taught is, heads up, eyes up, rage on. And as a runner, the main thing you have to focus on is you've got to make sure that your head is up, your eyes are up. I look at all athletics. If all of a sudden your eyes start going down, your head starts going down, you start losing focus. as a runner, their body language changes as their heads and their eyes start to, and their shoulders, they all start to drip down. Their focus on where they're going, the speed at which they're running, all that starts to slow down. And I think it's important that as you take a look at whatever it is you're going through in your life, as you take a look at your business, it's more than just your business. It's every single thing. And the key is to make, to find some way that you can juggle through this. And as you focus on those things that actually have a positive influence, those are the things that actually help you build your business, grow. It helps you grow the business. I think of all the times when I look at, I love Russell's books, Expert Secrets, Dotcom Secrets, Traffic Secrets, and I'm always fascinated. I think Expert Secrets has always been one of my more favorite ones, just because it's such a personal aspect. The part I love about Dotcom Secrets is, man, it's full marketing, and that's all the direction that you're going. Expert Secrets, for me, is the one where you really spend the time understanding the two different levels, and the focus on where you're really at and how you. So first and foremost, if you don't already have that book, by all means, go to expertsecrets.com, trafficsecrets.com, and get the books for sure. Please understand that as you look at your confidence here through this whole thing, your confidence, it just matters in the way that you think, in the way that you talk, in your videos. And please understand that people want to buy products and services from those people they can actually trust, from those people where they feel, they just feel like it just, I can tell you, I have bought so many different products on Instagram or anywhere else. If I'm just going through and it's the story that's being told, it's like, oh man, they got me on that one for sure. And that's what happens. So I want you to take a look at your marketing. I want you to take a look at your business, and to make sure that the stories that you're involved in, that they attach people's beliefs. They help people understand where they're going, what they want to have happen. And I think that as you take a look at whatever you focus, that's where your energy is going to flow. And I think that if you, whatever your goals are, whatever your dreams are, the more that you spend time around those people who can help you get there, by all means, that's how you get there much faster. I think it's some of the crazy stuff right now, that if you look at, you're trying to get your, whether you're trying to get your first Two Comma Club award, or you're trying to get your second or third, or maybe you're at the 2CCX level, or now you're heading up on your way to the 2CC level. Whatever level your business is in, please understand the key here is what you focus on is what you feel. And it's not just you. It's those people who are around you. It's your employees. It's your spouses, your kids, your friends, whatever it might be. And I've seen that in some of this, so much that I've been going through over the last 8 months, is the impact of the attitude that you have. It actually impacts the way that you respond to things. It's the way that other people respond to you. And you just need to find whatever it is that's going to take you to the next level, and just make sure that you do everything you possibly can to get there. I can tell you this, I've always been fascinated by doing those things that are going to get you to that next level. And understand, the next level isn't always just money, but it's based on whatever you're trying to achieve. What are the goals that you have? I highly recommend it. You should take a look at where you're at, where you're going, all the things that you're trying to do. The things I encourage you to do the very most are those things that are going to go for you, going to help you get your dreams, your goals, whatever those might be. And again, please understand that where your focus goes, energy flows. Y'all take care. I can't wait to see you at our next event, and we'll talk to you soon. See ya. Bye. All right, I hope you absolutely loved all that we just went through. I think the cool thing for me is, as I take a look and think of all the things that 100% of the people who have had success, they all have this one thing in common, and that is they all actually built a funnel. So we decided we'd actually release how people can actually do this. So you can go to yourfirstfunnel.com, and it basically shows everyone how to create your first funnel. If you take a look at all the cool free things that are included in this huge list, is a great thing when you start taking a look at what are the things you want to do when you're building your own business. But definitely you want to go to yourfirstfunnel.com.
Here you'll see Russell, where he literally goes through all of the details in this amazing video there. In addition to that, he goes through and we actually give this massive overview of all the free stuff. So realize, if this is your first time to try ClickFunnels, you actually get 30 days free. In the past, it's always been 14 days. You get 30 days right now. Plus, you get 14 days of live coaching, plus Russell's 30-day book. I love this book. This is one of my favorites because it actually goes through where you can see 30 other people in different industries, what they would do if they had to start from scratch. And it's like 520 pages, or I mean, just crazy. And they actually send you the book. Plus, the Funnel Hacker Cookbook, which is just an awesome thing. I remember actually going through all that with Russell in our little kitchen here in the office. But the cool part is he actually goes through every single tiny little thing that you could do. And it's like a cookbook where you just add it into your page that you're building, your funnel, all that stuff. Plus, 102 insane, done-for-you, ready-to-go funnels. So you can just hit the ground running today. And that's where, again, these are existing funnels. You can just plug them in. Plus, the free headline generator software, which is just awesome because it actually helps you create the headlines, which is so hard for most of us. In addition to that, you get a free list building secrets training, which goes through all the things as far as how do you build your list. So yeah, you got the headline, but now you also have to have the list of where you're gonna go. We're trying to get everyone to get that the first 1,000 people within the first 30 days. Plus, Tony Robbins' private collection, 7 of Tony's trainings. Obviously, I just adore Tony, and the stuff that he's provided for all businesses is just amazing. So you wanna see that. Plus, you also get Dan Kennedy's herd building training seminar, which is one of my favorites. I absolutely love working with Dan and seeing the stuff that he's done. That was one of my favorite ones. Plus, you also get ClickFunnels Funnel Hacker t-shirt. All this stuff is free. And I just wanna make sure that you understand that we want you to go to yourfirstfunnel.com, and that way you can actually see it and go through it, see what's there. And we just wanna make sure you guys are having success. So we'll talk to you soon.